Ross Ellis.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
It's Breakfast with Ross Ellis and Tracy Wilson. As you've heard, BBC Radio Cornwall understands that Philip Highgate, the chief executive of the Council of the Isles of Scilly, looks unlikely to be able to take all of the 100 days backdated holiday he'd claimed. The issue was decided in secret session last night on St Mary's. BBC Radio Cornwall's Dennis Nightingale is there and can tell us more. Dennis, remind us about the holiday claim.
Well, good morning, Ross. Philip Highgate was one of a number of employees of the council who said they're owed more than the 5 days' leave they're allowed to carry from one year to the next. As chief executive, he was the most prominent, of course. More than 100 days claimed dating back to 1997, worth around £40,000. Hugely contentious, the whole issue here on the islands, but he defended his claim stoutly when he spoke to us before the meeting.
You can view it as actually a great sense of loyalty to an organisation that, when I came, was in considerable difficulty, dealing with a number of very, very complex issues, and I was loyal enough to stay at my post and get the council through those issues. And that's the way I view it. There's nothing sinister or strange. It's not an aberration. It is legitimate in a context of getting the council through a rough patch and getting it to a situation where it's stable and actually now in a very basically strong position, bringing great investment into the islands.
He may have defended his claim, but it appears that didn't go down well with all the councillors at last night's meeting.
That's too true. Before the meeting, a number told me privately that they didn't think the chief executive should be allowed the accrued leave. Rules are in place, they said, allowing only 5 days, and he should stick to that like everyone else. So it was always clear the vote would be close. Now, BBC Radio Cornwall tried to get the debate held in public because we felt it was in the public interest to hear what was said. I was allowed to speak to the meeting and pointed out that Mr Highgate had spoken freely to us. The name of the other senior officer making a big claim, Neville Gardner, he's also claiming more than 100 days, was on the internet. So both are already known to voters on Scilly. But councillors voted to go into closed session. After the meeting, which stretched long into the night, I spoke to Councillor Gordon Bilsborough, one man I knew who had not been on Philip Highgate's side.
Councillor Bilsborough, you didn't want the discussion about the accrued leave to be in private. Why was that?
Because I thought the public had a right to know, but we were given legal reasons why it should not, so I had to abide by the majority.
And why did you vote? Why do you think it should be in the public domain?
Because I think the public had a right to know. They are going to know eventually, and therefore I think that I didn't think it ought to have been concealed in the public interest. It's in the ratepayers' interest, the electors' interest, that people should know what's going on.
Are you able to tell me what happened in there?
I'm not allowed to. I'm bound by the clause of legality and confidentiality.
But do you go home pleased or not?
The answer is I go home pleased. I cannot tell you what happened. I'm happy.
You're happy with the result, though you can't tell me what it is.
I can't tell what it is, but I'm happy with it.
A clue there from Councillor Bilsborough, Dennis, I think.
Exactly right, Ross. Happy with it. Those are words from him. A powerful indication that things didn't go Philip Highgate's way and went the way that Councillor Bilsborough would have preferred. I also spoke to the Council Chairman, Mike Hicks.
So Mike, you've just come out of the meeting. Can you tell me what was decided?
I can't really. What I can say is that we have made a decision. It was a long, long discussion, as you realise. And, you know, now it's up to me to inform the people involved, you know, what the decision was. And until such times as that, I can't say any more, I'm afraid.
So you'll be telling people whether they've had their leave granted or not, in other words?
Well, that's about the size of it, yeah. Yeah.
It was a long debate. I was out here waiting for it. It was a long debate. Was a lot of discussion on both sides?
It was. I mean, there was a lot of to and fro. And, I mean, everybody was fair-minded and, you know, they... The debate was exceptionally good debate, actually. You know, I was quite impressed with the way members dealt with the issues that we had to deal with. And, you know, I have to think about it over the night and tomorrow and then sit down and write a letter. And when I've done that, you know, I'll be able to talk more widely about it.
There were people before the meeting telling me they were in favour of Mr Highgate getting his leave. There are other people saying he shouldn't get it, he should only get 5 days, maybe. Mm. Who prevailed?
We got a leave policy, and you know, we will be revisiting that and how this thing has been done. But further,
which of the two sides prevailed in there?
I can't really say. Dennis is a very good question and one that I'm not able to answer at this particular time.
Well, it was a very good question, Dennis, but still nothing definitive.
That's exactly right. As you'd expect, Ross, councillors and officers wouldn't reveal anything definite as they left that meeting. The whole issue is hugely contentious, as I've said, not least because of worries about the law. Councillors are only too aware that Mr Highgate reckons he has a strong case for the accrued leave, and to deny him would leave the council open to a legal challenge. What I can tell you is the news the chairman will give the chief executive today won't be to his liking. Whether or not it means councillors voted last night not to allow all the 100 days isn't clear. But I understand in a tight vote and after that long debate, it was decided that Mr Highgate wouldn't be allowed to take all, and that's the important word, all the backdated holidays claiming.
So what will happen now?
We wait with bated breath for official word on what was decided last night. A number of questions. Has Mr Highgate been restricted to just 5 days accrued leave and would he be told he's lost the rest? Has he been allowed a large chunk of what he claimed? Has he lost it all? Has he just lost the leave dating back to 1997? What I do know, Ross, and I can tell you this for definite, that the councillors are challenging the holiday claims by both Neville Gardner and Mr Highgate. How unhappy will the chief executive be this morning? I think very unhappy. He insists he's an honourable man who's worked hard for 20 years as chief executive, and if he's been deprived of any of the leave, or that he might be deprived of any of the leave he says he deserves, I can see this ending up in the courts.